Animal's Eye View podcast, and I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. This podcast in particular is perhaps a late Christmas slash holiday present to all those empaths out there. And I think I've talked before in previous podcasts about the trait of high sensitivity. If you haven't yet followed my directions and gone to the website www.hsperson.com, I would invite you to give yourself a late Christmas or holiday present and go to that website quickly and take the quiz to see if your physical form, your body on this planet, might very well also have the trait of high sensitivity. It's meant to be an aha moment if you discover this about yourself, because most definitely looking at the world through the lens of the trait of high sensitivity, which you're kind of supposed to because that's what your body has. And so, as I say to my clients, it's like the color of your eyes and the size of your feet. You can't really change this about yourself. And so it's one of those things that the better you can make of it, the better it will serve you. And I suppose the title of this podcast is going to be The Gift of Intuition. And anybody who has the gift of intuition might very well be saying at this point in time, ah, but it is also a curse. And I guess it can be. I freely admit that there are some times in my life where I wish maybe I hadn't known or hadn't been able to discern what was going on in a particular situation. But in recent years, I've looked back on it, and especially lately, as a way that my body wants to give me as much information about a particular person, place, or thing, or situation as possible. And in that way, I think it's easy to see how the body is constantly running interference for us. Sometimes we don't like that interference. Sometimes, for instance, when the body says, yo, I'm hungry, or the body says, I'm sleepy, I can't possibly do anything more, I need to recharge myself by going unconscious and letting all of my bodily systems kind of reboot themselves in the way, the manner, and the order in which they are accustomed. And so I guess I would probably put intuition on that. And I want to be at least really clear from my perspective. While I think that there will be times that intuition can act as a direct link and download, if you will, from source energy, I think that I've come to a place where, at least for me, there's a difference between the information and the messages, and sometimes they most definitely come through in dreams, which I kind of think is pretty fun because I've kept a dream journal for many, many years, and it's always interesting to see what messages come through in dreams. And while that's sometimes the natural world talking to me, it's also probably more likely going to be my guides talking to me. Guides, angels, whatever word you want to put in there that resonates with you. Intuition, I think, can also sometimes be confused with instinct. Instinct to me is something that is, it's a biological imperative of the body to respond to a situation kind of without accessing probably the sweet spot that is occupied between soul and body kind of working together, for lack of a better definition. Instinct is something, say for instance, you put your hand toward a hot stove. The nerves on your hand will alert you to your very tender skin getting close to that source of heat. And at the same time, your bodily instinct, the nerves kind of flash an alarm through the brain, throughout your system, saying, and basically giving you the indication of increasing pain the closer you get to this heat source. And so doing something by instinct to me is really, really different than doing something, again, kind of from that. If you think of like a Venn diagram, I think it's a Venn diagram, you know, with all those circles. If we have the body circle on one side and we have the soul or the light being circle on the other side, where those two circles overlap is most definitely going to be the place where I perceive intuition comes in. Because it's not just of the body, although the body is very wise, but there's kind of an added aspect to it, a weight to it, or perhaps if you want to go in the other direction, there's probably more likely an uplifting aspect to it that kind of tells you you're accessing some wisdom, some knowledge, what have you, that for sure pertains to the human experience of which you happen to be a part, but there's also kind of an extra little wash, an extra little oomph, if you will, which is a technical term, of energy coming into this middle part of this diagram that you know isn't necessarily of the earthly existence. You know that it's not just coming from an instinctual part of you. You're really aware that it's coming from an intuitive part of you. And so I think it's helpful at times to kind of demystify, if you will, at least one woman's perspective, and my perception of what intuition is. And I would also encourage you to use your intuition as much as possible. There's tons of different ways that you can do that. One of the ways I would invite you to do, and it seems to be kind of right along in line with preparing for 2020, as we will in just a little less than a week's time at this point in time, of sometimes those intuitive whispers, and they actually will just be whispers. Make no mistake, well, there definitely will be times when the universe will stand out there with a billboard sign saying, "Don't go this way, silly person." I've had those experiences in my life. I'm sure you have as well. I think there's also other times where those whispers of intuition can be, oh, just incredibly subtle. They can be incredibly slight. And it's as if you'll just be aware of like this little tingle of energy that kind of runs up and down your spine. Or like when my boys were little and I knew based on what they were saying to me that there was an intuitive information coming in for them, we created kind of our own shorthand and we would say, "Oh, that just popped into my head." That's when they were really little, under the 2-digit area, like between 6, 7, 8, and 9. And it was really helpful for us to be able to, and for me as a parent, to be able to kind of step into that realm of intuition, maybe ever so gently and ever so slowly, without kind of putting all sorts of different kind of expectations and maybe even my own belief system on them, that I felt it was important that they connect as authentically with the natural world for as long as possible before the human world kind of got a hold of them. And if you're one of those persons whose sense of intuition and whose intuition sometimes happens to run over time, I think it's also important to have right relationship with your intuition. Keep in mind this was meant to be a tool. This was meant to be a tool, no less than a pendulum or maybe even a deck of oracle cards, that you use, and it gives you a direct connection to source energy, to cosmic energy, again, whatever word you want to put in there that resonates with you, in order to make this experience on planet Earth as easy for you as possible, because newsflash, it's just a belief system that it's supposed to be difficult and challenging. It's not supposed to be that way. If you look at your body, it has all sorts of systems built into it to pretty much keep you away from harm and pretty much keep you away from those places that are going to cause you pain. It's all really in the operator's manual, if you will, meaning you, about how much you're going to learn to listen to your intuition and learn to understand when that intuitive muscle, if you will, is flexing. Because the more sensitive you become to this intuitive muscle and what it wants to say to you, the more easily your life will begin to flow, and the more easily you will begin to see how this experience, and more importantly, you, fit into the overall design that happens to be ongoing for the human species on planet Earth at this point in time. Your intuition isn't something that wants to hurt you. On the contrary, it wants to run interference for you to keep you from doing silly things that humans are wont to do from time to time. And I know that animal species, they do silly things from time to time as well. And I don't think it's any stretch of the imagination to say that animals are highly intuitive. And the reason why they're so intuitive is that they're not really bound by this third dimension blocks and boundaries that humans insist upon having around us at all points in time. They're really comfortable with stepping into the world of energy, and they're really comfortable understanding of, oh yeah, there's my intuition. Yes, I know. It's that very middle part that is the intersection of physical body and the wisdom contained within the physical body, and the light body, the soul, the being that I am here on this planet. And intuition is that perfect intersection, and I'm meant to have intuition. I'm supposed to use intuition. It's a good thing if I listen to my intuition. So I guess I would invite you to do as the animals do, and to look at this from their perspective, that your intuition is not there to harm you. And if you find yourself in a place where you happen to, say, for instance, not be listening to your intuition as much as you should, perhaps, don't despair. Don't beat yourself up over it. We all do it. It's okay. Just the more you can listen to those little intuitive hits, as we call them in the business, I think the easier this life experience, as you happen to be human species, will be on planet Earth, because your gift here, your gift to yourself, your gift to all those you interact with, and your gift to the planet at large. You're incredibly unique. Your intuitive muscle is just designed for you. Now, if you happen to be someone like me, you certainly can use your own intuitive muscle to facilitate as a channel, if you will, as an interpreter for others' intuition. But make no mistake, there can never, ever be any substitution for you in your own experience and with your own physical form, interpreting and understanding and resonating, kind of like when a bell is softly struck. There's a very clear ping that sounds, that with the body being 80% water, that ping, you will feel it if you are aware enough of listening to your own physical form. And that's the very resting place, that's the birthplace of intuition. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This has been the Animal's Eye View Podcast. I'll see you next time. Thank you.